We're going to turn to ancient Judaism now, specifically an ancient Jewish artifact. It's the subject of an article published today in an online science journal. We're talking about a shroud and the man buried in it. It's the first shroud that's been found that dates back to the time of Jesus. Yes, we will compare it in a moment to the famous Shroud of Turin, but we first want to get to the real news. DNA testing reveals that the man buried in the latest shroud suffered from leprosy or Hansen's disease. James Tabor is a professor of religious studies at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte, and was part of the team that discovered the tomb of the shroud. James Tabor, what is so newsworthy that the man buried in this shroud actually suffered from leprosy?
Leprosy is mentioned in the Bible and lots of ancient sources, but most scholars assume that it might not be what we call leprosy today, Hansen's disease, but something like a skin disease, psoriasis or something like that. So this is actually the first bacteriological evidence based on DNA of real, what we would call real leprosy in the ancient world. So it's quite striking that we would happen to come across this diseased person with the real thing. And that means that when we read, say, biblical accounts of Jesus healing a leper, it could very well be the same kind of disfiguring leprosy that we are familiar with in the modern world.
And is it common for you as a scholar of religious studies to suddenly get thrown into kind of this realm of the medical?
Not really. I mean, it was our excitement the night we came across this tomb. It had been freshly robbed. You don't dig tombs in Jerusalem. There are all sorts of ancient tombs, and they're not to be disturbed. But a vandal had robbed the tomb, and Shimon Gibson, my partner, and I and my students were hiking in the area south of Jerusalem, and we saw it in the fresh dirt. It was late afternoon. We went inside, called the authorities. They said to take a look. And the shock we had was we could see that there was a intact burial shroud, deteriorated but recognizable. And here we were looking at a skeleton laid out with the shroud still on it. So it was very exciting. And the leprosy came later.
Let's get to that piece of cloth, the shroud. It's a loaded word, as you know. What are the noticeable differences between this shroud and the famous Shroud of Turin?
This particular shroud, we did carbon date it, and it came out to be the first century. And the Shroud of Turin, as you probably know, is dated to the Middle Ages. So even though some true believers dispute that date, it does have the first century carbon dating, our shroud. But the weave is completely different from the Turin shroud. It's a simple kind of double twisted weave, and the Turin shroud is quite different. Also, it's several pieces. It has a headpiece as well as a body piece. And you remember the Turin shroud is just one big cloth.
And interestingly, I understand the man buried in your shroud still had a head of hair.
It's kind of reddish in color. It's rather thick. No lice, nicely cropped, and medium length. So that tells us something about hairstyle. And the lice factor is a big factor in the ancient world. Everybody had lice. And he's obviously wealthy enough to, you know, stay clean, and so he's fine.
I'm curious to know what the protocols are for examining buried remains. I mean, do you get to keep them in the labs, and do different countries have different protocols?
No, in Israel, there's a very strict law. All human remains are turned over to the Orthodox Jewish community within 48 hours of discovery, and they're buried then in certain common graves for such finds. But we are allowed to take samples to do different kinds of tests, such as DNA, just to further our research, just very small samples. And so that's all that we really have to work with.
James Tabor, the chair of the Religious Studies Department at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.